Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Hey there, Sunshine. Jared and I know that you are busy and often on the go. And when you are, what do you eat? Today, we're sharing with you one big tip of how you can make travel successful, stick with whole food plant-based, and still enjoy it. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Hey, friend, like Jared and I said in the intro, we get how busy life can be. You're often on the go, running here or there to maybe appointments or somewhere with your children or to meet up with friends and family. There's always something happening. Maybe you're traveling and you're taking a trip, or maybe you're just traveling around town. This can apply to both. When you're out and about and you need something healthy to eat, you're feeling snacky, you're peckish, and you're wondering, what in the world can I eat? I left home without anything. First of all, don't do that. Set yourself up for success by taking a purse snack with you or a big bag of snacks. We'll do that sometimes, but maybe you just didn't have time today. So you've hit the road. You don't have your favorite drink in your cup of happy like you should. You didn't grab a snack before you went out the door, or maybe you didn't know you were going to be gone this long. And you're out and you're thinking, man, my blood sugar feels low.
It happens.
I do not feel good. This is reality. What am I going to do? And there's that fast food calling your name, that fast food drive-thru, and it's saying, come on over here. It's so easy.
You used to like me.
Yeah.
We used to be best friends.
It's so easy. It's so quick, and it's going to make you feel terrible, and then you're going to regret it. Jared and I call it a food hangover. I mean, people ask us, they think we're talking about alcohol,
but really, it's
a food hangover. All these addictive foods that are terrible for you, they inflame you the minute you start eating them. And you think it tastes great. And we've talked about this before. We call them good. That was so good. You eat it. It tasted good to you. So you say it was good. But we've got to reframe what we're saying is good. That is not good.
And I would say, even if you think it tastes good, because now those foods to us don't taste good.
No, they don't.
But even if in that moment you think, oh, I remember this, you're going to regret it. Don't do it.
That's why we're sharing this tip with you today, because you're thinking, what do I do when I'm in that situation then? I mean, if I'm not supposed to wheel into the drive-thru because it's quick and easy, what can I do? Well, we're going to share with you one thing that's just as quick and easy to do today. Instead of whipping your car into the drive-thru, whip your car into the grocery store. It doesn't take you any longer than waiting in that line. It doesn't. If you have an idea of some of the things we're going to share with you today of what you can grab. And then as you do your regular shopping, Start intentionally looking for those snacks that you can take on the go, that you can stop, easily grab, and get into your car, because you're going to think of other things that we're not even going to mention today. There are so many options here. But pull in and do things like what we've done in the past. We go straight to the hummus section, and we will look for a hummus that is low oil, or better yet, no oil, oil-free hummus. There are several brands out there.
And we did this just a couple days ago, actually.
We did. This very tip. We're sharing with you the real stuff. This is what we do. This is what we share here. We get more in depth in it into our course and into our masterminds and communities because we can. We have time to do that. But we've got to get you started here. You've got to start getting results. We don't want you to wait. Start today. So you wheel in, you walk in, and you look for the oil-free hummus. Maybe you don't know which brands, Anita. I don't know which brands. I don't know what to look for. I don't have time for looking at everyone. While you're there just doing your regular shopping during the week, the next time, start looking, start turning them over and looking for what your store carries that has the least oil, the least salt, the least sugar. But I would say look for no oil because it is inflammatory. It caused so many problems for me in my past. We've seen it cause many problems for clients as well. And we want to save you from that. So let's look for the oil-free brands. If you're not sure where to find those or which brands are oil-free, get inside Podcast Insiders Experience, our free group, and start asking each other and sharing. Here is the oil-free hummus I use. If you already have one, that's awesome. Get in there and share it. You're going to help so many people. Ask and share these things with each other at powerandplants.com/PIE. That's powerandplants.com/PIE. It's our free group. It's a wealth of information. It's a great place to share these products that you're eating. Maybe you can say, well, I already have a hummus, but I need to know, what's everybody else swinging in and getting from the grocery store instead of sitting in that line, waiting for the fast food that's going to make them feel terrible, hang on to weight, increase inflammation, be hurting the rest of the trip? We don't want that for you. There's no reason for that. So you have to start making these choices ahead of time. This is what I'm going to do if I get hungry. I'm going to find a store. Because even if you're on a long road trip, a lot of exits that are going to have the drive-throughs will have some kind of local store there that you can just swing into and get food. And thankfully, these foods are much more readily available today than at any other time in history. I'm talking about hummus. Look, fruits and vegetables have been around since the beginning of time. Genesis 1:29, right? They've been around for us to fuel our bodies well. So go and pick up vegetables. Get beautiful pre-washed, pre-chopped veggies. Broccoli's one that's readily available. Carrots, baby carrots.
With hummus is amazing.
Broccoli with hummus. I love that. You know, a lot of people eat the carrots or the pre-chopped things like the bell peppers, but we really love broccoli in our hummus.
You could do celery sticks.
Mm-hmm. You could.
I mean, sometimes you can find those party platters with the pre-chopped veggies.
You could just buy a party platter. It depends on how many people are in your party, what you want to buy. But we've bought, just with the six of us, bags of different veggies. It's still going to be cheaper. And if it costs you a few more dollars now, I want you to start thinking in terms of long-term cost. Think about it. What's it going to cost you in your opportunities? Do you want to be around for your children and grandchildren long-term? Do you want to not just be there, present, but you want to actually fully live and experience those days and those important milestones with them? To plant the seeds that you were put there to plant inside those precious little babies. They don't stay babies long. They grow up so fast.
They do not.
Plant the seeds now. And in planting the seeds, if you're a mom and you're breastfeeding your baby, that includes what you're putting into your body now. It doesn't mean be stressed about it or worry about it. Get a lot of color. Get a lot of whole foods. Find your new favorites. That is the big key. But when you're at that place and you're out running errands and you've got things to do, get those nutrients into your body. Get color. Think color. Broccoli, bright green, beautiful. Carrots, orange, gorgeous. Rainbow carrots, red, yellow, purple. All different colors. There's so many options there. Don't just eat one color or colorless. Eat them all. And this is so simple and it's so quick to do. Get these pre-chopped, pre-prepared veggies, fruits. Grab bananas. Grab oranges. Grab apples. They're very easy to get. Maybe you left home and you had some leftover hummus, brownie batter hummus from the Power and Plants cookbook. and you put a little bit in a container in your purse. All you need to do is grab a banana to dip in that or an apple to dip in that. It's so delicious. It's absolutely delicious. Anita, I'm not going to have a knife or anything to slice up my apple. Well, take a bite of it and then take a bite of your brownie batter hummus with the spoon you're always going to keep in your car. You know why you're going to always keep spoons in your car for you and your family members? Because you can use it to eat a bite of your brownie batter hummus and then take a bite of your apple. Because you can use it to eat yogurt. Buy whole food plant-based vegan yogurt. But again, turn that over. Is it filled with sugar? Is it filled with colorings and all those things? Get one that's very simple, the simplest one you can buy, and keep that spoon in your car.
And you can buy small containers of plastic utensils where they have the forks, spoons, knives in them. And you just keep it in the glove compartment, and it's always there. And then you can wash them, or if you need to toss it, just get some more. But it's a great thing to have on hand.
And I want to share one more thing that you might not have thought about. And it's heart of palm. We love just eating these plain. The kids love them. They're wonderful. They come canned. You can open up the can, drain off the liquid, and just hold them in your fingers and eat them. It's a great snack. It doesn't take 2 seconds to run into a store, grab some heart of palm, leave, and eat it. Now, some are in a glass jar. You can open it up, but in the event that they're not, you could keep a can opener in your car, a travel one. I mean, that's another thing you could keep in your car so that you have that. So if all they have is canned, you can buy the canned and you've got it right there. I mean, these are super easy. How long would it take you to get spoons and a can opener into your car? Not long at all. But it's going to set you up for success having these things ahead of time. How long would it take you to write out a list of your favorite snacks that you're going to keep adding to that you can just whip into the store and grab when you're on the road? You could keep that in your glove compartment. So you don't even have to think about what do I usually get? What brand is it? Where do I buy it? You just keep those things and set yourself up for success.
Because it's hard to have ideas when you're hungry too.
It is.
I mean, if you're traveling or if you're in your home city and you're just on the go, you're busy and you're in the middle of all that and you think, oh, what do I need? You may not think of it. I mean, you just may have trouble recalling it because of all the things that are going on. So if you pull out your list, like, oh, yeah, over here at Publix or over here at Whole Foods or over here at Kroger, I've got this thing that I normally eat that we love.
Yeah,
because get it and be gone.
When the hunger hits, all you're thinking about is feeding your belly. You want to eat. You're hungry. And it's so much easier to pull your car right into the parking lot of a grocery store, run in, grab what you need, and you're done. And honestly, it can be quicker, too. You're going to feel better in the long run, still have a snack that you enjoy, and you're not going to feel guilty or worry about it or be counting calories or keeping up with points, all those ridiculous things that just don't have to be. And you're setting yourself up for the future that you want. Do everything you do with the present in mind that you want, but also the future that you want. Because there are great days ahead for you, Sunshine, and we are so here for it. We love having you as a member of the Power on Plants family and here with us on the podcast. If you're getting great value week after week after week, it would mean the world to me and Jared to see your message that you leave in Apple Podcast as a review. All you have to do is leave one or two sentences. It literally will take you about 1 minute to do this, but it would make all the difference to us. We can't wait to hear from you and hear how Power on Plants is changing your life. We love getting your letters. We read every single one, and you might even hear back from us too. There's a very good chance we do that quite often. We love you. We are praying for you. You are a treasure. God has great plans for your life, and we are so happy to be a part of them. Have a great week, Sunshine, and we'll see you soon.